escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, you did miss just an atrocious performance from Buzz yesterday on 5:30.
He can't do it.
He was just as toneless as one could be. Like, you put it in the AI, and I asked him, I said, what you're seeing, is that what you hear? Do you hear, you know, hold me now? It's really, hold me now.
It's
the horrible.
You know? He can't, like, I want to hear him, like, raise his voice a little bit.
Just give it a shot. You're not going to be able to do it, but it's about trying.
Yeah.
You know, it's about trying.
I told him, if I could find a way to hit the right tones or try to hit them.
Yes.
Maybe during the fantasy season, when he's in here giving his recaps.
Yep.
He can just go.
Oh, no, by the way, he's looking forward to that.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
He's already said he's looking forward to
but
he's
it. Well, there's another chance for him to talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which he likes doing. Just go for it. Like, what do you think is...
Hold me now.
Do you think Buzz dancing looks like the Charlie Brown kids dancing? Do you think it's just like
I can't even.
There's no way he has rhythm.
Buzz moving, yeah.
Yeah, there's no very
he
stiff.
Rhythm. He's got tough arm movements, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The fry is like right here. He doesn't move from like this.
Yeah, everything is stiff.
Everything is stiff, yep. Yep. Although, you know, back at the school dances, he's like in the corner, right? Like watching everyone dance.
Can't hate that.
Yeah, well, even I was a corner guy back in high school.
Yeah.
I didn't get out there until college.
Then it was showtime.
I mean, well, eventually I got more confidence.
Yes. Well, you need the confidence. Dancing is
all
about confidence.
In front
confidence.
Of people because somebody's always watching you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why I don't like dancing. I told my wife. I said,
you shut it down, right?
I shut it down.
Official statement from the Eskin household.
Yep. I said,
no more dancing at
we
weddings.
We go to weddings. I'm not dancing. I hate it. I'm not dancing. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm going to sit at the table comfortably and confidently that I'm not dancing.
You are such the ball of joy.
Yeah. I grew up in a house with four other brothers, and we did a lot of dancing amongst each other. It's just that I wasn't confident enough to dance in front of girls and other people.
It's difficult.
Got to get some liquid courage.
That's why I waited until I got to college.
Speaking of girls, let's do the final Mount Rushmore of the day.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour all week long. Tomorrow will be Flyers Mount Rushmore. Won't be right at 2:30. It'll be whenever we get on the air after the Phillies
and
game.
What are we hotly debating on Flyers Mount Rushmore?
That's why it's on the short show day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't debate it. This is what it is. I, you know.
Well, we do have to submit our four, don't we?
Yes. Well, yes.
Can Lindros be on it?
We'll get Brotz. We'll get Brotz.
Okay.
We'll get
Brotz on. Okay. Well, what about Al?
You could get Al on, too. Well, that's a little too much. All right. The Mount Rushmore of stuff chicks dig.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Number one is confidence.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, like in a
that.
Guy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you were doing, like, things chicks like.
You'd be like nail polish?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's where I was confused.
No.
All right. Jeez. Take it down a notch.
Oh, my God. Chicks think confidence.
Yes.
I didn't realize it until I was like past 30. Is that most times, if you just go up and start talking to a girl confidently,
yeah,
it works most times. I mean, it doesn't mean she's going to like you or whatever.
No, it does
but,
not mean that.
But like most of the problem with guys and girls is like fear of failure.
The shyness.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Like, you realize, what's the worst that's going to happen? And she's going to say, I don't like you. I'm not interested. And you just walk away. Whatever.
A woman likes confidence. A confident
yes.
guy or man.
Yep.
Not overconfident.
Yes.
Not abrasive.
Not cocky.
Not a jerk.
Yes.
Not a jerk. Yes.
Just confident. So that is the first thing in the Mount
Rushmore.
And
you're a good example of that.
Well, that line gets blurred a little bit
now.
For a lot of us.
What, the difference between confident
confidence,
and cocky.
Cocky yes. and all of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also hurts when you have liquid courage sometimes.
That can make you too confident. Yep. That's how you cross the line.
Yes.
The number two thing on the Mount Rushmore things chicks dig is playing acoustic guitar.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Chicks dig it.
Yeah. They
dig
can't you just say playing instruments, or are you going strictly with the acoustic?
Something about the guitar.
There's something about the guitar.
Okay.
I think a piano could get you there, I think. I don't think drums get you there.
drums are a little
shot.
Aggressive. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Come here.
Trumpet, probably not, you know.
Yeah, too
what about
loud.
What about a sax?
Maybe a sax, but the
sax.
Guitar.
A sax could lead to?
Ooh, guitar.
I'm just thinking, back to college.
Yeah.
You bring out the guitar. You bring out the acoustic guitar. It's just like, chicks dig it.
Why do I have a picture of Richie in my head?
Are you kidding me?
Sitting in his dorm room or sitting in his apartment.
Forget Alicia, I'm sure, was romanced by him playing the guitar.
Oh, he was definitely playing the acoustic 100%. Guitar.
100%.
Yeah. Although, if I had a choice, I think I'd go piano.
Over guitar?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I think there's something a little more cool about it.
There's
a little
some
John
cool
Legend.
About it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't just whip out the piano out of your like.
Slow down over there,
yep,
man.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, take it down a notch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
The number three thing on the Mount Rushmore of stuff chicks dig.
All right.
Having a look.
What do you mean?
Like, you just got to have it. There's not one specific style, but you got to have a look.
You got to have your own distinct look.
You got to have a thing. Like, Buzz, there's no look there. He doesn't have a look. He doesn't.
Buzz is taking a beating.
He is
completely nondescript. You can't be forgettable. So, like, you know, there's all
He's
sorts
got a
of styles. Yes, and God bless her. And her in her Blue Chew hoodie, wherever she is. You know, you actually see a lot of guys, speaking of Buzz, the part-time producer, that job is almost like you're not allowed to have a look.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Like nobody has a look in there.
Yeah.
But you got
it's like tired and disheveled. Usually
you got to have a look. You got to have a look.
So what was your look? You were the t-shirt and
well, with
tattoos and hats?
With Val, it was the like when we started dating, it was the tattoos and rock and roll t-shirts and piercings guy. That's
He's right about the look.
But I was committed to it. You just got to commit to whatever the look is because I think it is sort of connected to confidence.
I agree. I give you one guess. That's the look I tried to sort of emulate when I was in college, when I met my wife at that time. Yeah.
Who was it?
90s, bandana on your head, Tupac.
Tupac.
Yes.
Oh, you tried to do the Tupac look?
That was the shaved head, the bandana,
the baggy stuff.
Yeah, baggy stuff, the vest.
Yeah,
all of that.
Yeah, it's a look.
It worked.
It's a look. They remember you, too, if you have a look, too.
Yes.
You gotta,
yes,
you gotta
so remember. I agree with you on the look. Right. You got to have a look, even if it's somebody else's look.
It's still a look.
It's still a look.
You got to go for it. Commit to it.
Yeah.
And then the fourth thing on the Mount Rushmore of stuff chicks dig, and I just got to be honest here.
Yeah.
Having enough money.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know? You know? And like, you're showing up.
Brokey! Like a brokey!
It's, they dig it. I don't know what to tell you. Is like, you know, that's probably how a lot of guys end up in debt, is racking up credit card debt when they don't have the money. They don't have. Chicks dig financial security. I don't know what to tell you. They just do. I'm just being honest.
I'm trying to get out of this without saying anything here.
Because you agree with me. It's fine.
I totally agree with you. Yes. Right. I totally agree with you. Right. I'm just trying not to add more to what you're saying.
Right.
Yes.
No more fuel to the fire.
Yes.
No more fuel to the fire.
But having a bankroll,
Look at Mariah Carey's married to Tommy Mottola.
Yeah.
No offense to Tommy Mottola. Like, it doesn't have a look.
No.
He's probably pretty confident, but he's financially secure. You know,
I agree.
And who can blame them?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I agree. Yeah. So for all the, I'm stereotyping here, but if we were to put like the quote unquote nerds in a box.
Yes.
They don't necessarily get the benefit of the doubt in their earlier years, but those are usually the smart guys who wind up rich.
The rich guys.
Yes. They wind up rich 10, 15 years later.
Well, what's his name? Zuckerberg, the Facebook owner.
Right.
Was the dork annoying, all those things?
Yeah, I'm sure Bezos.
Bezos, I'm sure he was.
Those are the guys driving the $250,000 Ferrari and
$50 million wedding.
Got the model girlfriend next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I'm not saying, I know I'm going to get a tweet, you're same or shallow. It's not what I'm saying.
Women like it's a known fact. Women like security.
Yes.
That's a sense of security.
It's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with being financially secure. There it is. There's the Mount Rushmore stuff. Chicks dig confidence, playing acoustic guitar, having a look, and having enough money.
One question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do the opposite way?
Stuff that dudes dig?
Yeah.
Well, there's only two things.
We couldn't get a Mount Rushmore. We couldn't get the four.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
I guess you could make it four if you're...
You can find a way to make four, yeah.
Well, if you say it's two and two.
See, that's why I didn't want to say anything else. That's where we went. That's where we went with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man, because I don't, all I dig is my wife.
Yes,
that is it.
Yes,
stuff dudes dig, I wouldn't know. I only know Val.
That's the better answer as to why we didn't go that way, that route.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked out. Are you kidding me? That wouldn't have worked out. Stuff dudes dig, absolutely not. It would have been clipped and sent to my wife by 30 different people. Sister-in-law would have been one of them. I see you, Paige. You want to do the text line? Let's do the text line. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
It feels so good to be back with my friends. Jack in the producer booth watching Ike and Spike scream at each other 5 minutes into the show.
Literally 5 minutes into
yep,
the show.
Yep. It's always funny when that happens because you never, sometimes you go to a show, you're like, it's going to be one of those shows. But most times you don't know. It just sort of evolves and it gets there.
And then you say Schwarber shouldn't be in the MVP discussion.
Yep. And I got there and I was like, whoa, we got one of these today. Okay. All right. Let's go. You know, it's like sparring almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never sparred, but I imagine to a certain extent.
I'm with you, though.
You're like, yeah. Oh, that guy, he's got a good left hook.
He's got confidence.
I gotta keep my guard up here. Okay. All right. That one hurt a little bit. All right. What's next?
Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Allen Iverson, and Brian Dawkins. Spike's Mount Rushmore of Philly athletes who should never be recognized for anything ever.
Seems fair.
You know,
somebody's got to come in here and take shots at the people that they don't take shots at, you know, and wonder why, if winning a championship is so important. No. What's next?
Commissioner Buzz at the afternoon show fantasy draft. The third pick in the draft goes to the home invaders. Juice, make your pick. Evan in Lansdale.
Juice. Yeah, that was a different call right there.
Oh, was Juice the one that broke into
the guy's house, the Cowboys fan house, and hung him up by the telephone pole with duct tape. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I couldn't decide if he was lying or committing to assault or admitting to assault on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't.
No, I know.
We can't put Juice in the league.
I know, but old WIP would be like, yeah, you got him.
Got him. Yeah, put that guy in the league. Put him in the league. What's next?
The league.
Hey, buddy. What I said on the show today was actually wrong. I forgot about Tad at Gucci, so Jimmy was probably sixth most valuable. See you tomorrow. Jack's text to Ike later this evening.
Gucci was a problem in 07. Everyone knows that.
Just to be clear, Jack said that Jimmy Rollins was the fifth most valuable Philly of the run between 7 and 11.
Look at the numbers.
And fifth, ahead of him, you would put Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels.
No, Shane Victorino, Shane Victorino, Jason Worth, and then Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah. Okay.
36 home runs hit over 296 in 2010 for Jason Worth.
Yeah.
Jason Worth, a great player. Yeah. They should have kept him rather than signing Cliff Lee. What's next?
Phillies Elliott. Kyle Schwarber? Meh. Not interested. Eagles Elliott. I wouldn't be surprised if Devin White signs a huge extension after the season.
See?
Mark in Monco.
See? Exactly.
He did call for a Devin White extension.
And that's at the training camp. The training camp practice he saw. Not a game.
Yes. And he was already saying that Devin White would take a discount to stay here, I think.
It was insane.
Yeah. And I'm on to him with changing the Jalen expectations in camp.
Yeah.
He's there's a little funny money here. I can't support the training camp stats if he's just going to dismiss them because of two good throws or something.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hit the ground.
12 of 20.
Yeah. Doesn't hit the ground. Oh, it hits the ground a lot, but you should have seen the ones that didn't. You know, what's next?
Mount Rushmore week. Scores of WIP employees carefully craft their Mount Rushmores just to immediately be told they're wrong by Spike. Alex in Lancaster.
Just Elliot.
Yeah, I don't think he's told anybody else that they were wrong.
No, just Elliot.
And people agree with you.
Yeah, well,
on Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, he put Mike Schmidt on, but he took Steve Carlton off his Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's all he did.
The best pitcher in Phillies history.
And then said a pitcher has to be on there.
Yeah.
But then the LCS and World Series MVP was not on there.
Yes. Yeah.
For the quote-unquote best run in franchise history.
He's something else, man. Something else. What's next?
Spike, let's talk to Corey and Bennett. Ike, who's Corey? Elliott. Where's Bennett? The people who award the Marconis. These guys are incredible. Tim in Newark.
Yeah, that isn't the clip you want to send. That was a who's on first episode.
That's why we get new players, man. It takes me a while to realize what their name actually is.
I thought you were talking about Ja'Cory in Florida.
Yep, Ja'Cory and Bennett. And by the way, Elliott just kept calling him the new guy, I think, toward the end because he couldn't remember his name.
Because he couldn't remember, yes.
Yeah. Or he just called him Bennett or
something. That's our insider.
Yep. What's next?
Lady T, what are you up to? Bam in Upper Darby. I'm at Blockbuster Video with my friend. He wants to rent a movie. Lady T, what? Bam. I mean, he's watching Netflix. Paul in Birdsboro.
When Bam first told us he went to Party City for the
yes,
the cheerleader outfit, I think I wondered whether Party City was still open. And then when he called today, I Googled it. It's been closed for 2 years.
I didn't even know
He specifically said he went into Party City.
And the person at Party City helped him pick out the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember we asked him, like, well, how did you know what to get?
Yeah, right. He's like, oh, they helped me.
And then now said he got it off Amazon.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Bam tomorrow?
That's the question.
I bet we better see Bam. And then I want to see those tattoos.
Yeah, the
Ike tattoo, the Hugh tattoo, whatever the hell tattoo he has.
Take the shirt off, Goward.
All right, we have to award a spot in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
We do.
Who are we thinking about?
Cowboy Jim.
Yep.
OG Jason.
Yep.
Bam and Upper Darby. Mm. And Derek and Paoli.
My two favorites are Derek and Cowboy Jim.
I'm going...
Of that group. And I respect to all of them.
Did we include Aaron from San Diego?
Well, so he can't fly in for the draft, he told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though for me, he would be my pick.
Well...
I think I got the same two Spike has.
You want to break this?
Because Derek from Paoli was our first one, I remember.
Yep.
And then Cowboy Jim. Are we sure Cowboy Jim's going to make it?
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Oh,
I said we go Derek today.
Okay, we go Derek today, and we see what happens with Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, Derek from Paoli is in there. We will award another spot tomorrow.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.